Enthusiastic viewers, welcome to Animal World, our co-inhabitants. Since the beginning of time, dogs of all kinds have shared a profound relationship with humanity. They have always shown incredible affection, loyalty, and courage, oftentimes beyond our imagination. They will do anything to protect the lives of their human companions and others. Some canines are specifically trained in life-saving and disaster-related work. These altruistic heroes and heroines include search and rescue dogs, police dogs, disaster trauma therapy dogs, and many more. In the immediate aftermath of the collapse of the World Trade Center in New York City, USA, and the partial destruction of the Pentagon in Washington, D.C., USA, on September 11, 2001, over 500 gallant canine stars worked continuously day and night, digging away and looking for those buried underneath the rubble, climbing over jagged glass and steel with their tender paws, crawling through dark, narrow, and dangerous tunnels and gaps in the debris on their bellies. They looked and listened for and tracked the scents of trapped persons. During the following 2 weeks of rescue work, the heroic acts of the canines were acknowledged by all as superb examples of interspecies cooperation during a time of disaster. One of the rescue workers, Bob Sessions, from the Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA, expressed his heartfelt thanks for these angels. "If these dogs only knew what a difference they make. Certainly there is nothing that can replace the precision of a dog's nose, and absolutely nothing that can replace a dog's heart." Due to their acute sense of smell and swift agility, search dogs can mean the difference between life and death for disaster victims. After a tornado, earthquake, flood, or other natural disaster, the search teams can be quickly deployed to the most remote, afflicted areas where the search dogs can quickly locate the sick and injured, enabling them to receive medical attention much faster than they likely otherwise would have. The therapeutic value of dogs at the World Trade Center site has been widely recognized. American news channel CNN correspondent Kitty Pilgrim reported that not all dogs are soldiering through piles of rubble. One special unit was brought in to provide emotional support to rescue workers. They reach out to these dogs because it's okay to. One rescue worker involved added, "These dogs have been trained to pick up on trauma and go towards it. They pursue people they perceive as being in a state of trauma. We've been visiting a lot of firemen, policemen, and cleanup detail." There were extensive post-disaster rescue efforts related to the devastating earthquake which occurred in China's Sichuan province on May 12, 2008. Two dogs found an extremely fatigued 60-year-old woman buried in the ruins. Although they were not trained rescue dogs, they kept the woman alive by bringing food to her and comforting her by barking and staying by her side. 8 days later, the search and rescue team found the woman and were able to bring her to safety. Let us now meet Ace, a search and rescue dog from Canada who heroically saved the life of a 55-year-old woman named Miss Donna Molnar on his first ever rescue mission. Ace is a high-energy, intelligent, alert, and faithful 5-year-old Dutch Shepherd, who was adopted by Mr. Ray Lau, a member of the organization Search and Rescue Dogs Ontario, and a volunteer at the Hamilton Police Service Search and Rescue. The Hamilton Police in the province of Ontario, Canada, is one of the few police agencies in Ontario to employ volunteer teams like Search and Rescue Dogs Ontario, alongside officers and official ground search and rescue operations. Ace is an outstanding graduate of Search and Rescue Dogs Ontario's thorough training program. He completed a one-year course, which featured 1,200 hours of class time. Among the topics he learned were tracking, area searching or air scenting, article or evidence searching, and building searching. On December 20th, 2008, ACE and team members set out looking for Miss Molnar, who had gone missing during a snowstorm the previous day. The keen canine and some 20 police officers and dozens of volunteers searched through a snowy field in Ancaster, Ontario. At the time, the temperatures were well below minus 25 degrees Celsius. After 3 days of searching, ACE suddenly started barking and pawing at a particular spot. There, the rescuers found Miss Molnar buried under 60 centimeters of snow. Thanks to ACE's sharp sense of smell, swift action, and seamless cooperation with the search team, Miss Donna Molnar's life was saved.
We're here with Ray Law and ACE.
How would one describe ACE's approach to his job?
High drive, high energy.
That's the
attribute for a working dog. Mm-hmm. It's channeling that drive into what you want.
Indeed, ACE enjoys his training very much.
Our training is their play. Their play is the training. It's mixed back and forth. That's why we spend so much time training with them, because to them it's a big game. It's playing, but that's why it's so important. Really and truly, being out here and training is his greatest joy, and it's a joy just to see that.
When we return, Mr. Lau will share more about this special dog. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Welcome back to Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants, featuring ACE, a young search and rescue canine in Canada who saved the life of a 55-year-old lady, Miss Donna Molnar, on his first mission under difficult snowy conditions. ACE's human companion is Ray Law, who has been a volunteer member of the Hamilton Police Service Search and Rescue since 2002 and is also with Search and Rescue Dogs Ontario. We asked Mr. Lau to recount the story of Miss Molnar's rescue, which occurred 3 days before Christmas last year.
Could you recall that incident and what happened?
It was a two-day search for us as volunteers. Mm-hmm. It really was a training exercise for us, in the sense that we train so much that a call-out is for training, and training is the call-out for what we do. It was just like any other training exercise we do, obviously with very good results at the end of it.
Miss Molnar had gone out for some errands during a snowstorm on a Friday afternoon. The canine search and rescue teams got involved the next day when her car was found in the parking lot of a rural market opposite a snowy field.
So it's up and down a little bit, but when you look across it, it's pretty much one white snow. So if you can imagine a couple feet of snow on an unkept field, it looks pretty much the same wherever you look. His nose is really the key here. Okay. So he's looking for that scent, that human odor, mm-hmm. in the field. In this case, it was a winter condition. So we're gritting back and forth, meaning we're covering an area. He's off leash and took off at one point, narrowing in. When he takes off, when he runs away from me like that, indicating to me that he's found scent, mm-hmm. he stopped in the snow about 75 meters upwind of me, started barking, which indicated to me he's got source. I immediately started running up, as well as my backup, Marianne. We immediately started running up to where he was barking.
Miraculously, though she was buried in some 60 centimeters of snow and was continuously exposed to sub-zero temperatures for 3 days, Miss Molnar was still alive.
We immediately just called command center and got EMS activated. And within seconds or minutes, they were there. They had to navigate through the snow just like we did, but it really came down to getting just getting help. We cleared off the snow. Marianne and myself both cleared off the snow, took off our own jackets, covered the lady, and made sure that as comfortable as we can make it until help arrived.
Mr. Lau shares his warm appreciation for Ace, as well as all the other hard-working rescue dogs helping humanity.
The dogs enrich our lives, and seeing them live up to their potential is really, you have a front row seat to seeing that. It's an amazing experience. But to see a dog and enjoy it to the extent that these dogs do is a great experience.
Learning of Mr. Lau's and Ace's heroism, Supreme Master Ching Hai sent a letter of appreciation to the pair for their life-saving work, along with $200. The following is an excerpt from Supreme Master Ching Hai's letter to Mr. Ray Lau and Ace.
Dear Mr. Lau and Police Dog Ace, we wish sincerely to thank both of you and the Hamilton Police Department for bravely risking your own lives, enduring harsh conditions to help the community selflessly, which makes our world a much better place. Using Ace's acutely keen senses and your steadfast determination, you overcame hazardous weather conditions which made it impossible to see with human eyes, yet easy with God's blessed gift to humankind, the animals. By using our co-inhabitants as heaven planned, as dear friends and loyal companions, the public can rest assured knowing that guardians exist to defend, to love, and to comfort us in our greatest time of need. We wholeheartedly thank you, Mr. Lau, Ace the Dutch Shepherd, and the Police Department for excellent work and heartfelt commitment to protect the community. Your gracious efforts are helping to create a better future for humanity and to elevate our globe into a new golden era where all of God's children can live in peace. Wishing you both and the Hamilton Police Force all the best in heaven's grace. With great honor, love, and blessings, the Supreme Master Ching Hai.
We once again thank Ace, Mr. Ray Lau, and all members of the Search and Rescue Dogs Ontario, as well as the Hamilton Police Service Search and Rescue for helping to protect the people of Ontario, Canada. Their selfless and noble efforts are to be roundly applauded. For more information on Search and Rescue Dogs Ontario, please visit www.sardogsontario.com. Beautiful viewers, thank you for joining us today on Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants. Enlightening entertainment is next after noteworthy news. May heaven's light shine upon all beings.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/AW.